While economists and others have become a bit more nervous regarding near-term U.S. economic prospects, at least matters here are nowhere near as bad as they are in Brazil. The Brazilian currency, the real, has declined roughly 35% against the U.S. dollar this year, hitting an all-time low recently. Among other things, as reported by the Associated Press, Brazilians are curtailing visits to the U.S. They simply can't afford to visit, with inflation running at nearly 10%, well above the government's ceiling target of 6.5%. The construction industry there has been hit by a combination of scandals that have paralyzed the nation's leading oil producer, as well as being impacted by the general slowing of economic activity. While Americans are complaining that monthly employment growth has dipped below 200,000 per month recently, Brazil has lost nearly a million jobs over the past year, according to its labor ministry. Brazil recently lost its investment-grade status when Standard & Poor's downgraded the nation's sovereign debt. Stockholders are also suffering. Companies listed on Brazil's main Bovespa stock market have collectively lost about $1 trillion in value since early 2011. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.